Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Harry Wood coming to you today from Foundational Faith. It's a privilege to be able to come today. We want to share a passage of scripture out of Jeremiah chapter 29. I want to read verses 8, and I want to go down through about verse number 14. I believe is where we're going, verse 14. Today, we count this an honor to be able to speak these last few days of 2020. And I know we're putting a date on this, but somebody may be listening to this in the future. And that's fine, because I believe it'll be beneficial at that time when God directs you to this path. As we look at Jeremiah 29, in verse number 8, it says, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in your midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." This is a very powerful passage of scripture, because it brings us, first of all, to the thought of some historical points in the life of the nation of Israel. Now, with that being said, definitely that of Judah being engulfed with that of Babylonian captivity that Jeremiah prophesied would take place. Now, as I began to read this passage of scripture and putting a few thoughts together, I believe there was four things that come to my mind. And those four things that I believe that the Lord spoke to my heart, and I want to share those four thoughts. And we may do this in more than one part, but we're going to do everything we can today to at least identify these. It says in this passage of scripture that the Lord has thoughts. Also, I believe the New American Standard uses the word plans. He has plans in the 11th verse of the 29th chapter. And I'm going to look at that for just a moment. It says in verse 11, "For I know the plans that I have for you." Now, we know that God's word and God himself, in the mind of God, he already knows. And I'm thankful that his plans are always fair and just and beneficial for us. Now, when I look at this passage of scripture, the four things that I believe the Lord put in my spirit, and yes, are these for 2021, for the next years, I believe they should be. I believe they already are effective in that of the time that they were given. And I call them four directives, which I think is important when we look at the word directive, because that actually tells us an official or an authoritative instruction. That's given by something that has the authority to give that information or that instruction. So we find that in this passage of scripture, these four directives, I believe, we may not see each one of them worded-wise, but I believe that we can see the concept of these words as we begin to look at them. First of all, I believe the first directive would be discern, that we need to discern. So there's four things here that we need to ponder here that the Lord of host. And I think that's important because we've already mentioned the fact that there is the one that is giving the authority or has the authority to make these directives, and it would be the Lord of hosts. And he is speaking to us. And in doing so, I believe that the Lord was speaking through Jeremiah to the house of Jerusalem or Judah. I believe that he's speaking to us today. And he wants us to consider four things today. And the first directive today is that we discern, that we discern. The Lord of hosts gives us directives to discern what thus saith the Lord. So we need to understand today, first of all, that it's the Lord of hosts. It's the warring one. It's the one that's willing to go to battle for us. And there's times we need to realize that the scriptures tells us that we need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But also we find that with directives, and they being that of official or authoritative instruction, if we'll listen to the instruction, we will not only discern what God wants for us, but we'll make these other directives more plain and productive for our lives. I believe that we could see the second one would be direction. God always is giving direction. And then third, there's a drive where we're moving. We're moving in what we know or what we have heard or what instruction that we've been given. And when I say we're moving, and when we think of that, let's use the word motivation. Either one of three things that comes to my mind is taking place. We're moving back, we're staying still, which could become stagnant, or it can be a directive in the way of standing still to see the salvation of the Lord, or we're moving forward. And if we're moving forward, that is definitely a directive that I believe the Lord would want us in the right proper way of what we discern, and that of being direction. And then it takes us through the drive, how we're being motivated, where we're getting, where we're going. And the last is there is a definite destiny. There is a destiny. Again, I want to give you these four directives that I believe the Lord has planted in my heart for us to receive. Is first of all, that we discern. We discern what God says. We have a sense of direction. And then we begin to be motivated to drive, to move into that, and we do arrive to a destiny. We do arrive to a destiny. With that thought in mind, I want us to begin to understand how important discerning is, because discerning is telling us that we need to discern the truth. When we read this passage of scripture, we find in verse number 8 and verse number 9, how that God is telling them through the prophet Jeremiah, how that there has been prophets and they have not been sent by God. Listen to that. It says they've not been sent by God, but they're speaking on the behalf of God, or they say they are, and they are speaking false. They are false prophets. Now, I'm not here to criticize. I'm not here to judge today, but I am going to say that there is many voices. There is many voices that are present today, and we need to realize that everything that is spoken that says that this is the word of the Lord is not the word of the Lord. And we need to be attentive, and we need to realize that when something is spoken by a man or a woman that proclaims to be a prophet or to proclaim that they're giving a word from the Lord, we need to have it tested with the word of God. If it lines up with the word of God. If it does not line up with the word of God, we do in our discernment, we'll see that. And that helps us to be careful in what our direction takes place. Now, we got to understand something. Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. Jeremiah was prophesying different than these other prophets in the house of Judah, and they did not want to hear it. The people did not want to hear what Jeremiah was saying, and Jeremiah was telling them that there is judgment coming. And somebody already is saying, oh my, you're going to speak judgment. Well, I'm going to tell you today, and I'm going to speak for America, not the world, but I'm going to speak for America. America is going to be judged by God. And I believe that there is the possibility that we're already under the arm of judgment in some aspect. And also the Bible says that judgment starts at the house of God. And I believe today, as we have been seeing the things that have taken place in the months prior to even me doing this video and us coming to a close of a year, I believe that there has been that of a purging. There has been that of God moving in the midst. I believe that we're in the spirit of that of God is going to take, and He is going to purge His church. I believe today, by the authority of God's word, we are the body of Christ. We are to be the spokespersons. We're His body today. We're to be His hands. We're to be His feet. We are to be His voice, and we are to be holy, righteous, chosen people that are going forth with the Word of God. And so we understand the tragedy of Jeremiah's day was that even the house of Israel was wanting to listen to the prosperity. They were wanting to listen to all this that sounded good, but they did not want to take the warning of God by the prophet of God that judgment was coming. They were going into bondage. And even this was a drive, God taking the wheel and God taking them to Babylon, or allowing them to go to Babylon, because it would bring them to a place to want to come back home. Listen today, I believe that we're on the eve of the church arising like she never has before. I'm not talking about brick and mortar, but I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm not talking about a denominational name. I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about the blood bought. I'm talking about the redeemed of Christ. I'm talking about those that have been called by His name for a time of service such as we now have with us and upon us, and God is anointed. That for the move of God's power and His gifts, and that to go forth in the earth, that we shall see souls yet saved. Listen, we can be disturbed. We can be with all anxiety today because of the possibilities of what may take place, because of administrations changing, because of whatever in the government. We can begin to stress because of monetary possibilities and things of that nature. And some of us have made decisions. Some of us have had decisions made for us in the last several months. Maybe even now, this may be a later time that you're listening to this, that you're in this situation of things. But I want to say to you today that we need to realize that there is an official and authoritative instruction. And first of all, God is telling us to discern His word. And if we're going to discern His word, we're going to have to read His word. We're going to have to listen to His word. We're going to have to get the word of God in us, and we're going to have to allow the Spirit of God to speak to us so that we know the winds and the voices that are true and that are not true today. My. I want to say today that God Himself says here in this passage of Scripture in the 8th and 9th verse of the 29th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, He said, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts," this is the warring God, He says, "the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners be in the midst of you." Listen, I want to tell you, there is times that we have to let things go. There is those that we do not need to be listening and tuning our ears to what they're saying. Listen, I want to say, if there's ever a time that the church, the body of Christ, needs to come back to the Word of God, and we need to rightly divide the Word of truth, and I want to tell you, that is part of discerning, is coming back to the Word, coming back to the Scriptures, coming back to the doctrinal statements of the Word of God, and standing on them, and on the practical teachings of God's Word for holiness and righteous living today. My. There's so much that we could say today, so much that we need to talk about. But I want to leave us today Before we leave, because we're not going to get through with this today, we're going to do this in some parts. But I want to tell you today that we need to begin to realize that everything that you hear out here is not the voice of Almighty God. And God is telling us in this passage of Scripture through Jeremiah that we are to release these things. We are to let them go. He said in verse number 8, these prophets and diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed. Listen, some of us go to bed and we're so full of anxiety, we're full of all this that we're hearing. And listen, I'm going to go ahead and say something else today. The media is nothing but diviners, and some of that is a bunch of propaganda. Some of that is nothing that lines up with the Word of God. And anytime that it begins to bring fear and it begins to bring anxiety, that is where we are walking away from faith. Listen, I want to say something. We may need to turn the garbage off. We may need to turn NBC, ABC, Fox, and all of them off and get back into the Word of God more and begin to let God flood our soul with His Word, because no matter what is the truth that may be going on around us and amongst us, it will give us the confidence of what to stand in the moment that we need to stand, because we will have the true Word of God that has been placed not only in our ear by the Holy Spirit, but by, amen, hallelujah, by that that rises up and resurrects in our heart in that moment that we need it. And faith arises, because faith cometh by the hearing of the Word. Oh, hallelujah, today. We will not be men and women of faith if we are walking in fear and all the anxieties that's around us. My. Listen today, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged today, because, and I'm going to close with this, verse number 9, for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Verse 10 is where I really want to, verse 11. No, let's read verse 10 and 11, excuse me, and then we'll close. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word. Somebody say good word. My. Listen, no matter what's been said, God has a good word. And God says He will perform it. And there may be a period of time, amen, and we need to understand that in that period of time, we are discerning what God said that He would do in the midst of time, because that is the period of time when we discern that we are getting the direction through the Word of God, that we begin the drive. There's the motivation of where we're going, where God is taking us, and we reach and we find the destiny. Oh, my. Let me move on. We see in verse number 10 again, and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. What is God saying? He is saying, I'm going to return you to a place. I'm going to return you to a place. Amen. And God says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. The New American says, the plans. Amen. Don't you know that God is more current than your daily planner? God is more current than the next year's calendar. God is more current, amen, in His mind and in His thoughts and in His knowledge, amen, what we have that's coming our way as destiny today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse number 11, for I know the thoughts that I have that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Listen, God is saying this, the Lord Jehovah, He said, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Listen, this is what we need to see before we go any further with this teaching today or this preaching. The Lord is speaking it. God says, my thoughts are all lined up. He said, I've already got it outlined. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, it's going to bring you peace. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not going to bring evil. And He said, there's going to be an expected end. I'm going to tell you right there, those three things that God has said right there, well, really four, because He already has the plan. He has the thoughts. And He says they are of peace. They are not that that's going to be evil. And not only that, but he said that is an expected end. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to close on that, because I tell you what, if not, I'll be on here a while. And I just hope that I have just wet your taste buds for more of the fresh water of life and the bread of life. I want to see you go into the next day. I want to see you go into next week. I want to see you go into the next year. I want to see you go in with an expectancy, because God has gave us some directives. He has given us some official and authoritative instructions that he is in control, and that he has thoughts of peace toward us, not evil, and an expected end. God bless you today is our prayer. If we can be of any help to you, this is Bishop Harry Wood with Foundational Faith Ministries. And I pray that God will bless you today abundantly. If you don't know him, bow your head and ask him to save you and repent of your sin and ask him to save you today. Accept what he done at the cross. Amen. Because he is the Savior of the world. If you've walked away from him today, the Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk in him today. God bless you is our prayer.